Offer extended. You can still access your YMCA for $1 if you're ready to own your new year. At the YMCA, you're joining more than a gym. You're joining your family's go-to wellness place, your kids' water confidence place, and your stronger everyday place. For just $1, you get access to 13 YMCA locations, unlimited group fitness, and thousands of YMCA 360 virtual classes. The $1 offer ends January 31st. Join today at YMCAColumbus.org/dollar.
5, 6, 7, 8, 3, 2, 1, let's go. Bam, bam, welcome bam, to bam. The Kind of Buffoons. My name is Dylan. Yeah.
I'm Andrew.
I'm Alkiji.
you can have some rest tonight.
Hey, you got enough sleep today, guys.
Yeah, I did.
Hey, all right, lead us on, Dylan. What you got?
Okay, so it's 2025.
Prove it.
Not for long.
It doesn't say it by the...
Yeah, it doesn't. iPhone sucks.
Where's Android?
My Android did it.
No, it didn't.
I swear it didn't.
No.
I can't remember. It's been
forever. I agree with your statement. iPhone sucks. I don't
mind it.
iPhone sucks?
No, they're all right. I actually like them better than Android now.
They're just... they have more convenienceness.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
No, I was watching a buddy use his Android, and I was like, yeah, I don't have that problem.
Yeah, exactly. There's just more.
The problem is,
okay,
as long as everybody has Apple, yeah, it's convenient.
The only cool thing about his phone was he could shake it. That's the Moto.
Okay, yeah, but.
Oh, that's the Moto. Yeah, we can just turn on, you know, our screen turn on. We can hold the freaking button.
No, I like the when I was on the bike. I couldn't swipe down because I had my phone taped in, right? So I just said, hey, Siri, turn the brightness all the way up. I would have said, hey, Google, and it would have ignored me.
It really would have.
It would not have worked.
Well, see, it wouldn't work on an Apple phone for me either because I cut all that off on all my stuff.
No, you don't.
Yeah. Unless I push the button, it won't answer me.
That's what I'm talking
about.
It's
still listening.
Hey, Siri. I have to hold mine.
You have to hold yours?
Hey Siri, nothing.
Hey Siri.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, gay, bro.
Yeah, Caleb said I'm the only one that only person he knows that actually uses Siri for stuff.
I use it like to set a timer.
I use it to text you sometimes.
No, I don't like. I in the car, I will.
If I'm far away, I don't feel like getting up. I'm like, hey Siri, and then it stops. And then I'll text you.
What was that episode of
Tokyo Ghoul?
South Park.
It was on it, I don't know. I don't know how to.
Where they had the Alexa. They kept saying Alexa in it. And they were ordering stuff. And like people's Alexas were ordering stuff.
Who is that?
That's from Blue Lock. I don't know. I found it on freaking Instagram.
Screenshotted it?
Yeah, I thought it was cool.
You know, you just look up... on Pinterest?
I don't have Pinterest on this phone yet.
Yeah. You say yet, like you can't just hit download.
My fingers.
That's pretty challenging.
That's pretty challenging.
I said that to him about, what was it, Discord the other day, and he's like, I just haven't downloaded it yet. Bro, it's not that hard. When I just transferred all my data from my Android to my iPhone. See, that's another thing Androids don't do very well.
Yeah, they do.
Not when you break them.
Well, break your iPhone and see how well it transfers.
I'm saying it's easier to get into an iPhone when it's broken than it is. Bro, if that landed in my water, and you're about to throw hands right now. Okay.
So that's the extent of your. I got a full night's rest. My wisdom for this week is
no. 2025.
He's got something.
Yeah, I do have Pinterest. I was checking if I had Pinterest. I don't have my sign in, but stupid cat. there's something.
I want my pin back.
Dude, why'd you throw it at the cat?
What else was I gonna throw?
Yeah, don't throw the shot glass. Don't throw anything else on the table. I guess you could have thrown this. Here you go. Here's you some more ammunition in case cat comes back.
I have the socket.
He's at.
Hey, don't throw that socket.
Yeah, you're gonna lose it again.
I only got like 19 of those.
I had something I wanted to ask, but I forgot what it was.
Real.
What was it?
It was at work. That's the only time I remember.
What was it about? What were you doing?
Working.
Like making a call? Like tell me about the day.
I'm the only one. I'm not making a giant call by myself. I'm not pushing 1,000 pounds by myself.
Well, quit your daggum whining and get to work.
No.
What do you even do?
I'm expanding right now.
What are you doing? Eating a lot?
Yeah.
I'm the ice cream taster. They didn't tell me I wasn't supposed to swallow. Just sitting there all day.
I wouldn't mind that job.
I would. I cannot do too many sweets. I don't even like much care for sweets.
Can you imagine the state of your guts after just people, eating ice cream all day for a couple
weeks?
Why
do people think it's weird when I'm like, I don't like cake or ice cream? Like, I like ice cream, but not really to the point where I'm going to go out of my way to get it.
You like ice cream cake. You're weird.
I do like ice cream cake. But I'm not going to go out of my way for it.
Yeah. I don't like chocolate. If it's there, you might have a piece, but
I don't like chocolate. I don't like lemonade.
Only thing I will go out of the way for is Kit Kat.
I don't like most of the stuff, and people say it makes me untrustworthy.
What?
How does that make you untrustworthy?
Exactly. I'm a trustworthy guy.
You know what? You're so untrustworthy just because you don't eat sweets, bro. I swear you are. I promise you.
I can't trust anybody who won't eat no cake.
Like, it's just not.
That's going to be the we need to make a comedy Western.
Like, I feel better when I don't eat it, and I don't even enjoy it that much already. So, if I just take the, it's going to not really make me feel great, and I don't really like it, and
but I don't eat
together,
it.
It's a perfectly good reasoning to not.
Well, it's like I thought for years I eat 3 meals a day just because that's what everybody said you're supposed to do.
Oh, see, no, but I can eat.
Yeah, I used to be like that.
But I can't eat grease anymore. Tears me up.
Can't.
Tears me up. Holy, like, how many did I eat? 5? Me, a year ago, could have eaten all of mine and yours.
That's why.
I think they, like, messed it up, though.
But see, that's why I take them home and put them in the fridge. If it's cold, the grease does not upset my stomach. If it is warm, it will.
Yeah, but I can.
That's
just,
why I put everything
I
in the fridge.
Get Cajun dry rub and
yeah, that's
go
good,
about
though.
My day.
Even my Cajun dry rub was.
Yours weren't greasy.
It was a little greasy.
I like Dylan's. I ate some of his because I could not do mine. They were just.
And I don't like his, so I wasn't going to switch.
That's okay. Me and Mama enjoyed them over the weekend.
I don't know how he eats. I don't know. I just don't like the taste.
They're good.
A buffalo sauce?
I thought it was mild.
That's
yeah, but it's buffalo sauce. It's just mild buffalo sauce.
I don't know. I don't like it.
It's good. You're missing out.
I'm still wondering, like, there's been weeks and weeks and weeks that Dylan's like, I got something for next week's podcast. And then he gets here and he's like.
Well, that one week, last week, was he couldn't, like, he figured out.
I couldn't do it. I figured it out, remember? It was a Reddit story.
Oh, what, it, like, hurt us or something?
Copyright.
It's like a copyright thing. You got to ask for permission to do it first.
Then email them.
That's a lot of work.
It really
Dylan
is.
Can't even download Pinterest.
I have Pinterest.
He's like, how do I use this here phone? I was expanding stuff.
I do remember, though.
I love showing.
What is it?
So, you know David, the singer.
Oh, yeah.
You know
I was
David.
Like, you said David. I'm like.
just random David?
Well, no, he's a singer.
He's like Day Ford, like D Ford.
He killed that 13-year-old girl.
I have no clue.
Oh, no, apparently it was like, apparently. He's just now a suspect, just now, yesterday.
He wrote a bunch of songs about being in love with a 14-year-old girl. They have the same tattoo on their finger. Her name is in his song, and they're just now making him a suspect. They found her body in the back of his Tesla.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And he's on tour right now. I think he still is. And he's just now a suspect, and this has been like a month.
Oh, it's been longer.
It has?
Yeah. It's. I swear it's been
a month. Wait a minute. They found her body in the back of his car, and they're like, could have been anybody, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
And I mean, like, hey, you know, there's allegedly, and there's things that we are shown and things that we don't know. It could have not been him. But as a detective, the first person I'm going to go pick up.
I think when she was found, he was already on tour. Yes. And so,
yeah, wasn't
like,
he out of state?
He wasn't there.
Greece.
So depending
on he was
how
like
long
out of the
he
country.
Had been there.
Teslas record everything around them all the time.
Okay.
It'd take you 20 minutes.
It's not turn offable. You can't turn that off.
People approach the car, they start recording.
Can you turn it off?
I think you can. I think you can collect it all.
Oh. You're welcome.
I don't know.
But that's, I've seen so many things where someone approaches a Tesla and does something to it, and the person's like watching it on their phone.
What else was it? That was like the same week that Charlie Kirk, all that.
It was September 8th.
Yeah, that was all the same. That was all the same.
Now, like, apparently it was in there for longer.
Yeah, they think it was there for a while.
Which could explain.
Yes. And apparently she was cut up, I think.
You can cut it off?
Yes. It can be turned off to disable, and it tells me how to do it.
Yeah. Just so, yeah. 2 or 3 days ago, he was.
You think somebody's smart enough to do that, though?
Yes. Yes, I do. Especially if they're going to commit a crime.
Here's what I've seen some pretty stupid people.
Don't drive a Tesla. If you're going to be a killer. What? A car that can record your whole surroundings. Any car, new car.
And here's the thing, though. Like, you can cut it off. Just like you can cut your phone off from listening to you.
I want a Ranger. Can you find me a Ranger?
A Ford Ranger?
Ford Ranger. Same one like with the armrest, just like the one I grew up in.
I'm going to assume that
it's a 2000 model.
Just find me one for free.
Was that a 2000?
But I want a clutch and I want third gear.
You don't need third gear.
The red one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, wasn't it like a 2003?
Like a
93. No, the blue one was a 99.
It ain't that.
It was a 99.
99.
It was a 99 Ford Ranger.
I think those things have a little more giddy up than my Nissans.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. They have a lot lower gearing in the rear end. But so they get up and go, but their top end's not that good.
Top end?
They won't. Oh, my God. They won't do like 140.
I don't want to do 140. I want to do interstate.
They finally catching up to you?
What? Retardism?
Oh, I thought it was.
Yeah.
So.
It hit me 20 years ago.
But I want to put cruise control in it.
Why?
I like cruise control.
It is. It is really nice.
Just find me the one I grew up in.
I could probably find the address. I probably still have the message.
It's probably
still running on 3 cylinders.
Thing was probably scrapped 6 years ago.
Oh my gosh! Had 3 oil pumps, 2 different headers, 2 different computers.
Maybe I don't want this Rancher.
Had like 341,000 miles on it when I traded it off. Yeah. Yeah, you don't want
horrible
that.
Horrible trade.
We can find you another one.
Horrible trade.
Yeah, I get screwed a lot.
Horrible trade.
I'm not good at trading.
Your dad is like, I want to sell this. And then somebody pesters him. And then somebody else pesters him. And then somebody else pesters him. And he's finally like, I would just give it to you if you will just stop texting me.
Yeah.
Just like the Suzuki. I wish we still had that.
The problem is, I wish I still had it, but I couldn't drive it.
I could.
No, you can't. Not for 2 more years. Dylan could have. I could have been like, here, Dylan, take you a cruise.
We could have been like, here, Dylan, buy this Suzuki that has a title, and you can drive it and have the title, and you can, like, take it to your own house.
Hey, we're supposed to find out tomorrow. Yeah.
Tomorrow. Tomorrow's the day.
Hopefully.
If not, we're going to be asking for money back.
Well, actually, you should say we're supposed to find out yesterday.
Yesterday.
We're supposed to find out today.
Oh, 2 days ago then. I get really, like, the people that record weeks in advance, it's going to be really hard to keep up with. Especially when they're doing, like, holiday episodes and stuff like that. And it's like, this is for Christmas, but it's still November when they're recording. That'd be weird. It'd be hard for me to do. Like, get into the this is not this time right now moment.
That's not a week, that's a month, buddy.
I could do it.
You could do anything. You're amazing.
Aw, thank you.
Y'all got quiet all of a sudden. But that's the only thing. I'm still confused about they found her in November.
August. Well, November, September. But apparently she's been in there since late August.
They found her in September.
If I'm correct, she's been in there since late August or even later.
So, basically, they're like, well, he was out of town, but she's been in there for a month. So,
apparently, it was stolen, but it was never reported stolen.
Then that means it wasn't stolen.
Yeah. Now, unless, you know, he just legit didn't know. But, like, again.
Has he got a lot of money?
Yes.
Like, a whole lot of money?
I don't know. Probably.
See, there's a difference between I got a little bit of money and I
got
enough money.
He got famous on TikTok.
I got enough money to be like, oh, I don't know where my Tesla is.
But now he's like a, he got famous on TikTok, but now he's like a big famous singer. So.
Not really.
No, I don't know.
Who is this guy?
In my opinion, if you go on tour.
I don't care how long
Invincibles.
Song is I'm with you. I've got a smile on my face. I don't care how long it takes.
And
she's
so,
14.
So her name is Celeste, right? He made a song called Celeste.
That is a terrible name for a
now,
kid.
I'm
no,
sorry.
No, but he didn't do that.
Sounds wrong.
But that song Celeste is actually kind of catchy. I will not lie.
Well, I was like, okay.
Well, they were all catchy.
They really were.
But now you listen to it.
Now you're like,
this guy was
a lot of stuff you look back on and go, ooh.
Well, apparently he was into like gore videos and a bunch of other stuff. I've been listening to
podcasts.
Yeah, I got nothing better to do at work.
You don't listen at work. You work.
Yeah, I work.
No distractions.
Can you imagine if people actually did like full 8-hour shifts with nothing?
Some people do. I don't
do
know how they do
all
it.
The time.
I don't know how.
Why?
I don't know how.
What is the point?
Some places, like where I worked, like you have to have earplugs. Like
yeah, we're supposed to.
That's why you put earbuds. That's why you just put earbuds in. If you're supposed to block out all the noise anyways,
see,
who cares if you can't hear it?
They're afraid of that being contamination, so I don't know why they don't let you wear noise-canceling headphones.
That's what I do.
Because that would make sense.
I have noise my AirPods are noise cancellation.
You do?
AirPods and noise cancellation.
Yeah, but contamination.
Oh, yeah.
If contamination is an issue where you work, like something falling into something, that was the issue. Like if your earpod fell into what we make at work, like that would be bad. Nobody wants to
then just put
headphones, have toothpaste with
put earmuffs
their
on over your
in it.
Yeah. It's not that. That's like.
No, I agree, but we're not allowed to. We're not allowed to.
Hot dog is the best ear protection.
Yeah.
Hot dog.
Take it, smush it up in your hand.
So, yeah, we're not supposed to have like.
And just look like.
Phones
shove
on
it.
The floor,
just
though.
Shove
yeah,
it
we
in your
either.
Ear.
Which they try to like.
If you try this, record it and record your emergency room trip.
Because they put lockers in the break room. And it was like, just we're going to keep your stuff, your phone, all that crap. I don't think nobody did it. They just put lockers in there. For
they tried.
And I wasn't going to. Everybody,
look,
Justin told me to,
and
I was
isn't
like.
Is that area with all the like coolers
happening.
And stuff, is that your lunchroom?
Yes.
Yes, the place full of food.
Is that what your lunch? If that's what your lunchroom looks like, it's a pretty nice lunchroom.
No, theirs. Mine's nice. Theirs is sad.
Okay.
You've seen ours?
No, I have to know. Mine is nice. The other employees, theirs is sad. I have a different break room.
I thought you were saying.
I don't follow whatever they do.
So you go to the boss's break room?
Technically, no. It's an old office that I just go up to.
You got a hideaway.
Yeah.
Okay.
How long are your breaks?
15 minutes and 30 minutes.
4 hours.
15 minutes and a 30 minute?
Mm-hmm. 2 15 minutes and a 30.
If you started smoking, you get so many more breaks.
3:15.
It's so ridiculous.
Don't you have to get a break like every hour if you smoke?
No.
It's like retarded or like.
No.
Every place is the same amount of breaks unless you are fast food.
Yeah.
Fast food managers would be like, yeah, go take you a cigarette before you kill that customer.
Or like customer service in general.
Maybe
a lot of those have the ability to walk out and take
a
smoke break.
Real quick. Because you're dealing with people.
Also,
maybe
the
go to school already.
Military. Like. Yeah. A lot
what
of
are you waiting on?
Those branches are allowed to stop
what
and
are you waiting on?
Take breaks for that.
Get the money when you get there. What? I mean, like, if you don't take the jump because you're worried about money.
I'm not worried about money.
You might never jump.
I don't want to be broke by the time I get my freaking.
Why not?
It would suck.
Being broke's nice.
Wait a minute. What's he trying to do?
He needs to go to school already.
For what?
America.
No, seriously, like, what do you want to go to school for?
He has no idea.
I think
then don't go to school yet.
I think piloting would be fun.
Being a pilot, it would be fun.
I told him, and then do the gigs where you just fly people commercial.
Well, private, but private, for hire. Your pilot for hire will cost, or your private pilots will cost you about $15,000, start to finish. And I'm adjusting a couple thousand more considering fuel costs and stuff nowadays compared to last time I priced it. And to get full pilot for hire, not like commercial, but, you know, private pilot for hire, would cost you about another $12,000 to $14,000.
So you got that easy.
I don't have that at all.
But listen, but even if you don't have it, like, it takes time.
You can pay as you go.
So, you know, go take the first course. Go up with a pilot. That's the first step. You go up with a pilot and he lets you fly around a little bit for an hour. Yeah. Go do that. I think I paid like $300 for Andrew to do that. And he loved it. It's a cool experience, even if, and that will tell you, hey, I actually am interested in this, or
if I had the cash to finish it, I'd finish mine.
It's not for me.
Like,
never flown before, so
it's an absolute, dude, it's insane.
He's been in a helicopter.
That's about it. I don't think I ever played a helicopter.
It's the same thing. They both go up.
They both
They both go up, and they both go down.
So technically, it's the same thing.
Fair enough.
They both fly. They both have engines.
So it's like a car.
Yeah, and cars or motorcycles are the same thing.
Okay, until you get hit by a semi.
Just don't hit the semi.
I mean, I'm pretty sure in both instances you die.
Not always.
Yeah, you're right. Motorcycle wouldn't die.
Sometimes you just wind up with half your body wrecked.
Yeah. The car guy would die.
Or you wind up with wreck your body.
There's not one video where it's like, don't love your job. Drop your life.
Like, yeah, and then they go.
What?
Why don't the homeless people just buy houses?
Dude, podcasts in 2025 are so stupid.
Ta-da!
I was about to say, look at us.
You're welcome.
That's why we just named ours. We're a bunch of idiots. We're the cunning buffoons.
Yeah, okay, we're not trying to sound philosophical by saying don't chop your
What was the one I saw?
I love it when they're, you know, don't.
Don't crack your fingers. Finger crack.
Or don't die trying. Try dying.
Oh, so many people. I have a hard time, like, with podcasts that are, like, certain episodes I can sit around and listen to, like, people just talk. Like, I like the Ninjas or Butterfly guys every now and then. But, like, when they have Hardy on, I watch every episode with Hardy.
Who's like Hardy, the singer?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know if y'all talking about some other. I know who that is, but
I like some of his music. I don't like all of his music. I'm not like the biggest fan of him as an artist, but listening to him cut up with him, he's really smart. First of all, like, and he's articulate, but they're hilarious.
Up in the long side of truck bed, it's one of his songs.
Okay. But it's I like listening to him cut up with them. So, like, if they do an episode with Hardy, I'm like, I'm going to watch that one. And I watch some of the other ones, but I can't watch them all.
Listen, NF came out with a new album, right?
Yeah, I saw it. I haven't listened to it yet.
Tell me why he has MGK in one of the songs.
Really, actually?
You know who MGK is?
Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah. Like, I'm sorry. I am arguably of my generation. NF is the best white rapper.
Yeah.
And Machine Gun Kelly is the worst rapper of my generation who got famous. Like, Eminem dissed him so bad he tried to switch to country.
Yeah. That was the funny part.
First off, he thought he was going to win a rap battle against Eminem, which was just like, you're not doing that. You know, it's Eminem.
Not even NF could do that.
No.
Oh, like, nobody could.
But he's in the song, and it's just the rapping style is so different. MGK reminds me of, like, Tom McDonald, but worse.
See, I like Tom McDonald.
See, I like Tom McDonald.
He's got a message.
But his rapping just is, like, it's more like speaking.
Yeah.
It's not singing. But, like, MGK sings like he's giving a speech in front of a crowd, but he's doing it really fast. So it's just not good rapping. And then you have the best white rapper of our generation next to it, and it's just not good. terrible.
I would say the albums. I don't know. I heard Fear was good. I think. Can't someone else?
I don't. That's not definitely not my favorite on the album.
I don't even know who NF is.
Christian rapper. Or I'm gonna say.
Well,
rapper.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't classify as a Christian rapper because he doesn't want people to just assume that's the kind of music he releases and then not.
So I'm gonna say rapper.
Like, I've heard him talk about him. I know he's a rapper, but, like, I couldn't name any of his songs.
He raps about, like, how his mom overdosed when he was a kid and his dad was abusive and how, like, God helped him get out of it. A lot of brain problems. So he raps about that, like, trauma and crap.
I think my favorite one is where he's arguing with himself. Intro 3?
That one's pretty good.
I like that.
So, like, Ren?
Ren was good.
No. See, Ren is a lot more like... Like, he's... NF is, like, arguing with himself, but he's singing way too dang fast to it.
I like Ren. I like a lot of Ren stuff because it's, like, folk art style. It tells stories.
Two of his songs.
I know.
Which is
the
Hi, I'm Ren. I think that's the one you're
talking about. Hi, Ren.
Yeah, Hi, Ren.
And Chalk Outline.
Chalk Outlines. Is it Charlotte's Tale?
Money Tree.
And then I like when they did I Shout to Sheriff.
I hate that song.
But I did not shoot no deputy.
That song is so stupid.
Hey, he's saying, look, I killed this fool. I didn't kill that other one, man. Like, you ain't pinning them both on me.
Ren's version of it's good, but the original is so...
It's so weird, because there's a lot of songs out there that I like someone else's rendition of it better than the original.
That's not a lot for me, though. Rare, I like the other one version better. Like, yeah, that's rare for me. But Ren's is like, you know, more beautiful.
It's got more soul in it. There's a version of a... I wish I could remember the name of the people who did it. It's House of the Rising Sun. But they had a bunch of other musicians, like jazz musicians and stuff, out on the stage with them, and they were jamming. I was like, yeah. Keep going, fellas. I like watching musicians that... I think one of the reasons I like Ren is, like, especially his live performances or Teddy Swims or some of them, like, the live stuff or the sporadic stuff. But I like watching the people that really get into it. Like, they're not like, oh, this is my job. I sing and perform, blah, blah. It's like, no, that's my passion is singing and performing. I just happen to get paid for it.
Yeah.
Like, I like watching musicians really enjoy themselves.
Well, you know, my passion is singing, too.
Yeah, see? You can have that passion. But that doesn't mean... It's like the ICP documentary we was watching the other day.
I mean...
And he was like, we've got, you know, we've had worst album of the year twice in a row.
I'm just saying, Malachi, there's hope for you.
I don't like my passion is not actually singing. I hate singing.
Malachi's passion is
lying. I like singing, like... I like singing in my truck, like when I can't hear my own self.
When you cut it up loud enough.
When we were on the way back from Georgia, I was singing like, well, I think it was Lover You Should Have Come Over. And Dylan looks at me and he goes, for a guy who's literally never even had a girlfriend, you are really into these songs. Like, you're really good at singing them. I was like, yeah, whatever.
Hey, you gotta dress for the role you want to play.
You gotta
not the role
you
got.
You gotta feel the
yeah.
You gotta feel the music.
It's the angsty love, you know.
I just thought it was funny.
I've been listening to 2 Jeff Buckley songs.
Or heck, he looked
I know
at me
it's
last
over.
Week. It was like for a guy who's got a girlfriend.
I looked
like,
at you
who
and
isn't.
Said that.
Yeah. You're like, for a guy who has a girlfriend, I listen to all this sad
songs. I listen to so much sad.
I made your mama a CD because that was back in the day when you made people CDs.
Yeah, burnt CDs.
When we were dating, and I put Mexico on it from Incubus. And, like, of course.
Never heard of her.
She's a female.
Yeah, I told her not to read into my notes at all. Because the sad music means nothing. It's I Know It's Over right now.
The chorus is, you better think before I go on the first train back to Mexico.
And then it's, you only think about yourself.
You only think about yourself.
Yeah.
You better bend me.
It's a great song.
Yeah.
As long as you're not, you know.
I don't think I know
Mom didn't even know who Jeff Buckley was.
What? Hallelujah?
I don't think I know who Jeff Buckley is.
That's his version of it. The version we listen to is Jeff Buckley's, I'm pretty sure.
Who's Jeff Buckley?
Hallelujah.
I don't like that song.
I don't
song.
Think it is.
Hallelujah.
Look it up. You got Google. You got freaking Google.
Again, I say, I don't like that song.
I don't like Hallelujah either.
I don't know Jeff Buckley. So.
Yes, you do. Lover, you should have come over. I was blaring that song.
You should have come over.
The entire Georgia trip. Every, like, I played it, like, at least four times a car ride.
Oh, yeah.
Remember? We were up at way too late.
Yeah.
We went to bed at 11 to get up at 12 and leave. And
every time you say that, I just think of cringe.
Say what?
Lover, you should have come over, because I think of lover, come over. That's hey, I just.
I'm ready. In for cringe. Like December. And I can leave and drive.
Okay, he sings Hallelujah. He sings Last Goodbye. So real, everybody here, Want and Grace.
Look
want,
up
dot,
his
dot,
most
dot.
Popular song. I'm saying it's Love You Should Come Over.
Why not?
No way. That's.
Dude, you slept all day.
No, I didn't.
Your day all slept.
I'm going to assume that until the moment you got up to drive over here, you
Hallelujah is the first one that popped up. Then Lover, You Should Come Over. Sing it.
I played it for you in the car the other day, and you didn't know what it was.
Oh, well then, I didn't know what it was.
Love, you should come over. I can't hit high notes, and the speakers aren't loud enough to drown out my voice, so.
Can you imagine if I'd have had to drive 2 hours to you?
I don't know if you would have.
Oh, dadgum, I would have.
Like,
girl, I pushed
how would we have even gotten to know each other?
I pushed a vehicle
a 4-H kid.
Down the road for like 4 miles just to push it into weeds because it was broke down and then walked to your house.
My granddad and my grandma met each other.
How?
They met each other? No, duh.
I don't know.
Thanks, Dylan.
No, I need to
they
know.
They met each other.
At what point no, they allowed them to meet? There's they supposed to be a curtain in between them, copulation only, and babies come out.
My grandparents met each other. Oh, really? Is that how your mom
you
was
know,
born?
Y'all know
I bet
what
you
I
got
mean.
A cousin that woke up dead one time, too.
Y'all know what I mean.
That cat talks, doesn't it?
Even though it was like
a cat sees stuff.
Not
didn't
even
tell
probably
you.
30 minutes away, but it's all right.
30 minutes away.
I said probably not even. Same thing, though. 2 hours, almost 30 minutes. Same thing.
I got an aunt that married a dude from out of state. Come down here. They met, talked, wrote back and forth for a while. He come down here and married her, and they drove back.
Well, my grandma's from Lewisburg, and my granddad's from Petersburg.
Oh, dude, that's. Well, back in those days, that's like the world of difference.
They had a wall.
That's like the Hatfield and McCoys. Like the Berlin Wall. Get your butt over there.
Mom told someone Lewisburg isn't ghetto.
Lewisburg's ghetto.
Lewisburg is redneck ghetto.
No, that is
no,
ghetto.
It is not. Ghetto is like
I literally
inner talk, city.
I was
go to the rec center and tell me what you see.
I literally was talking to someone from Lewisburg who goes to their school at 4-H the other day, and they were talking about how there's a gang war going on in Lewisburg right now.
Are you kidding?
No.
I don't know about that.
Listen, yeah. I live in a protective bubble.
What kind of gang?
All I see is rednecks in Lewisburg when I go.
When I go to Lewisburg, I just know it's ghetto.
Go to Lewisburg after dark.
Like, no, thank you. I don't go anywhere after dark. I can't see to drive.
You might
you
want to
know
astray.
Every time I had to go pick up my brother, get him out of trouble, you know where I went?
Lewisburg. Which brother? Never mind.
Exactly.
Pump question.
I didn't have to pick the other one up and get him out of trouble.
This is true.
I want to know about this gang war.
It's between the Lewisburg east side and the Petersburg west side.
Well, we're going to win. Sorry, Lewisburg. You're going to lose drastically.
Yeah, but you're on the south side of Petersburg, so you're not
help.
Even in the war.
I'll help.
You're just going to pitch in?
Yeah.
You're like, you're going to mess up some Cunninghams? I'm in. Let's go.
Who are we hurting?
Good thing we're not in Lewisburg.
Oh, we're in Wheel.
Yeah.
So much better.
Well, yeah, but we're Bedford County.
And we're
true.
Marshall.
Oh.
Lewisburg is Marshall.
Petersburg.
And like half of Petersburg.
Yeah, I think we're on the Marshall side, and the rest is like Lincoln.
Yeah, Petersburg's half Lincoln, half Marshall, I think.
I'll keep up with it.
I don't either. I could care less.
You sound like you could care a lot.
I do care because I like to ask people questions when I'm like 4-H.
Well, yeah,
like I like to know what county.
And 4-H because it's, you know, what county you're from, what part of Tennessee you're from, because that tells you a lot about. Like, there's some people when they tell you what county they're from, you're like, oh, that explains a lot.
Knox County.
And then there's some people that tell you what county they're from, and you're like, where's that?
I should probably start packing for National Congress and, like, figuring out what I need.
You don't leave till Friday?
I need to get my suit dry cleaned before then.
Oh, dang it.
I know it smells bad.
Well, we need to take it, like, tomorrow.
And we need to get flowers for Monday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What?
Mom knows. She understood what
I got
was
you.
Saying.
Yeah.
Monday.
Dad doesn't even remember what we're doing Monday.
Oh yeah, the thing I don't get to do. The thing that you guys are like, no, you can't participate in something that you highly enjoy.
Doesn't this sound like kind of like a?
I want you to text her tonight or right now, and you let her know that I am sad that I don't get to come watch a play because I love plays.
You can tell her Sunday.
No, I won't tell her Sunday. I'm not going to talk to her Sunday.
You like plays?
I love plays, dude.
You're weird.
Plays are awesome,
Dylan.
Let me
explain something to you about a play, okay? You can go see the same play 20 times in a row. You're never going to see the same play. You're going to see some mess up. Somebody's going to misquote a line.
Yeah,
somebody's going to trip.
I'm going to see the same play. You know why? My eyes are going to be closed.
No, I like plays. I like the work it takes to get there. Like, I think it's cool to watch.
Oh, yeah, no. Don't get me wrong. I have all
you have
power,
to go and just
too.
Enjoy watching them.
I just don't enjoy watching them.
Have you ever been to one?
Yes, I've been to like
have you
two
been
or
to
three.
A good one?
No, he's talking know. About the ones
are you
at
talking
Long
about
Beach.
Like school no, plays?
I've been to like, I can't remember.
Cause like
he doesn't know, bro.
Mary Poppins.
No, yeah, that was an exceptional school.
That
play.
Was a Broadway
that,
level.
That is,
that
school.
That school is a rich kid's school.
That school and that play were immaculate.
It's school.
That's not what
to,
I mean
like,
by
field
school
trips
play.
And stop.
Okay, yeah, we need to take you to some plays now that you're.
You
an
don't
adult.
Have a wife to beat you, so
that's
okay. Neither do you.
It's not the type of beating a wife's supposed to do.
Stop.
She don't do the dishes, I'm gonna beat my wife. Girl, get back in the get back in the kitchen. I don't want your attention. Riz, is that Riz?
That's Riz.
In the comments, tell me if that's Riz. Girl, get back in the kitchen. I don't want your attention. Should I try that?
No.
You should tell Mary that.
Yes.
Text Mary that right now.
No.
Go ahead.
I know you better than that. You'd be like, girl, get out of the kitchen. I got your dinner cooked. You suck with a stove. You can't cook.
Y'all name bomb a lot.
What are you talking about?
Y'all name bomb a lot.
When did I Who? Name bomb? Who does
Dylan
say?
Just name bomb four times in a row.
I didn't.
Who did I name bomb?
It's okay.
I'm confused now.
Okay,
moving on.
Who did I name bomb? I don't remember saying nobody's name.
I don't remember talking. When did I get here?
I did not say her name.
How much you want to bet?
I'll bet money.
How much?
I have $20. That's all I have.
Why for. Don't you, okay, Google that name. You know what name we're talking about.
I
just
so,
don't
yeah.
like name.
Find
bomb.
Out how many people on the planet have that name.
A lot.
Yeah.
And I swear I did yeah. not say her name.
If you only use
how much?
One name.
$20. That's all I have.
Somebody
all
your said it. Card. It was you or Malachi one.
It was Dylan. Name bombing, bro.
Come on. Okay, after the
that
episode,
cool.
we're gonna have to rewind. What's the minute we're at right now? Look at the record.
38 minutes.
38 minutes. So
seconds.
We're gonna go to like 36 minutes. If you say her name,
cool.
Malachi gets 3 minutes to beat you with a pool noodle.
No, that's lame. I want $20.
I'll give you $20.
We're going to put
2.16 million, by
yes,
the way.
Yes, there's 2.16 million people that could be.
Yeah, but.
I don't
and
feel
out of,
like I
and out
drop.
Of the three
when
people
you know,
that
you know.
Watch this.
Did I name drop? Did you hear
it? I heard somebody name drop, yes.
It was no.
I don't remember.
I know it wasn't
nobody's
me.
Nobody's name.
I know it wasn't me.
So we just spent 5 minutes worrying about a name.
I don't remember saying anybody's name.
Y'all just Dylan always be name bombing. So do you. I think it's
funny. I named Joe.
Well,
I
use a lot of names,
person.
But nobody knows who I'm talking about.
I named Caleb. That was the only person I've said so far, in my opinion. I don't remember saying her.
I mean,
name.
You already said it, Mary.
Name dropper.
Oh, name dropper.
Can't believe you said that, Malika. I legit don't remember saying her name.
You're legit gonna give me $20.
I don't think I did. Make sure I have $20.
He's like, I'm fixing to lose this.
I might, because I genuinely don't remember.
He goes to Vegas with $500, and he's like, yep, might as well burn it.
I have $20 that I owe someone else, but who cares?
You have $20 that you owe someone else?
Well, I got a 10, too. It'll be fine.
You got a 10. Got a 10 spot.
Yeah, I'm just going to go ahead and lay it on the table just in case. There might be a small chance I said it.
I wish we could watch the recording while it was recording. We could if I had more advanced equipment. Just saying.
Well.
Just saying.
Just saying.
I know.
It is. This stuff is a lot of money these days.
It is. I need a new computer eventually so that we can actually have all our cameras.
We'll just new computer it.
Yeah.
With what money?
I'm with Malachi on that one. Just new computer.
Don't work to get money. Money to get work.
Oh, yes.
Look, he's getting it. This kid's going to be a genius.
I see.
This guy will be a millionaire before he's
Yeah, but
16.
there's reason to get TikTok famous, and being an idiot is not one of them.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
Yeah, but like
when I get famous, it's going to be for my lovely singing voice.
Okay.
So we're going to move on from that.
You're an actor, right? Or an actress.
You're an actress?
Yeah, I'm an actor. You didn't know
or that. You could be an actor, okay?
Hey, eyes are up here, buddy.
And you got your start when you were a kid. And you get to a serious age, and you're trying to get into serious movies and stuff. But everybody that looks at your resume sees that you were on the SpongeBob Tampax commercial. Mm-hmm. Their decisions, yeah, you might have got paid, but it was not freaking worth it.
But if it's a phenomenal job, you're gonna hire me.
If they look and they're like, we don't want this connected to our craft.
Or I'm going
to
kill your entire phenomenon.
See?
That's how I felt about
and
Marvel.
And that's how the mafia
That's
gets
how
into
I felt
things.
About Marvel after I watched the newest movie or a newer movie. I just wanted to go, like, kill all the people who took it over. Like, because they ruined it.
Everything gets ruined eventually.
I don't even remember. I think the last one I watched was...
What if eventually everything gets ruined?
No, I watched Marvel Zombies. That was good. No, I didn't mind that.
Marvel who?
Zombies.
Who? You mean What If?
What?
It's called Marvel Zombies.
What are you talking about?
Is it a cartoon?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. What If?
Hmm.
What If had a Zombies episode?
Well, this is like a whole season. It's like 5 episodes, 3, something
that's
like that.
That's not a whole season. Yeah,
oh, I mean, that's a season, if that's all there is.
I didn't mind it, though.
You can have one episode if that's the only thing you're going to have that season.
It's
that's the whole season.
I thought it was a bit
Depends
weird.
Depends on how long it is.
Was he gay? I mean, Disney didn't make it.
I mean, if it was gay, Dylan loved it.
Yeah.
Dylan was like, I am all in.
Dylan, I bet your favorite candy is Jolly Ranchers.
No.
You don't like gay cowboys?
No.
Jolly Ranchers?
Gay guitar pickers don't turn me on.
I had a manager.
I had a manager
who would be like, you want a gay cowboy? And you'd be like, what's a... He told you a Jolly Rancher.
I do need some Jolly Ranchers, Loki. Like the green apple.
Same, because I don't do that joke. Y'all want some gay cowboys.
What are you talking about? You work by yourself?
Not when like, everybody comes in. I'll stick
not
around
when everybody,
for
I don't work
10
by
minutes.
Myself when other people are there. So are you there most of the night by yourself?
I'm in my area by myself.
So the answer is no?
He just avoids the people.
Yeah, I just avoid them.
You just avoid the people like the plague.
Yeah.
They don't even really know you work there. You're like... sneaking in and out.
Or he plagues to avoid the people.
That one I was actually kind of good. I won't lie. Yeah, I did like that one. And that's true. I wish I could learn how to plague people.
Plague people? Yeah. Like with the plague? Yeah. A pox upon your family.
Maybe don't
think. Tourette's.
Oh, okay.
Tourette syndrome.
Yeah, sorry, Tourette's.
Like stab my eye out.
Dude, don't be stabbing people in the eye, man.
If I could do that for a living, I'd probably
stab people in the eye.
Yeah. Just for a living. $10,000, I'll stab somebody in the eye for you.
Ay, ay, ay. But think about this. There's a couple of executioners throughout history. Like, one of them was offered, he's like, I'll let you live, but you have to kill all your comrades, right? Mm. So he becomes like the king's executioner. And he's got like 3,000-something executions that he was known for doing. They won't even let people work like over 6 months or something stupid, like in the slaughterhouses, doing the actual killing, because it messes with people's psyches. Bro be murdering people all day, every day.
He's probably messed up in the head, though. think about it.
But was he messed up in the head?
No, don't you start or head up in the mass.
Okay, but seriously, like, there's a difference.
There is a difference.
Between killing prisoners?
Between being head up in the mass,
like back in the
15,
1600s?
Yes.
And killing animals?
Yes.
How's there a difference?
Okay, because they were prisoners.
Say something weird.
They were prisoners. Listen. Yeah. So they did something to tick off the king. Now he's the king, so it could be good, bad, whatever.
I want your guard.
Yes.
Send him to the front lines.
Exactly. I know. It happened.
Innocent animals, I'm going to assume.
Yes.
Now listen.
Listen, they are tasty. I will give you that.
I could do it all day, every day.
I could do it all day.
And there's people that'd be like, you got me messed up in the head. No, not. Bacon. Beef.
I start doing it for the love of the game.
I need to renew my hunting license. That's what I want for Christmas.
You want a new hunting license for Christmas?
Yeah.
Okay.
It starts tomorrow, too.
Is that work for you, Mom?
Like rifle?
I thought you needed a gi.
I can just wear shorts with my top. I don't care.
Rifle starts tomorrow.
I'll ask the guys at the gym, like, anybody want to pitch in $5 to go towards Malachi's gi that
don't
got cut
that.
Off of him?
Just charge Hollywood.
Yeah, tell him he owes me new gi.
Okay. You got to give him the information for a podcast and just give him the link to this episode. That's it. And then be like, we're just joking, Hollywood.
Did you see his wife came yesterday?
I thought that was them walking in. But, yeah, my toe, I wasn't about to go in.
Yeah, that thing kind of does steam just a bit.
I'm not a nipple.
Damn. What did you flick at him?
Chester's brother. He's going to get you. He's going to get you, Dylan.
I didn't do anything.
Was it a quarter?
No, it was a deck of rubber band.
Oh. He was practicing with quarters the other day.
I can't figure it out.
You're going to have to rub my nipple later. It's going
to
be sore.
I don't be able to do that. Give me a quarter.
I don't have one.
You got a quarter?
What makes you think I have a quarter?
Uh-huh. I mean, we got money in his bank account. He has a quarter.
Listen, there's money in there. Just because a negative sign's in front of it don't mean nothing.
You're not going to do that.
It's like
that
it's point. Like you got to like.
He might have a quarter.
I mean, I can shoot a pistol.
I can do that too.
See, you got to like.
Hey, look, he's got money. My quarter.
Where do I want the pennies?
How do you do it?
I don't know. I forgot.
So, I can't snap like normal people, so how do you do it?
How do you snap? No, you see, if you put it too far back, it just shoots backwards.
I use these fingers on.
You do.
I pinch with this one.
So you're snapping with these fingers?
I'm snapping with this one.
I done hit Chester's brother. That's not going to be good.
These two?
Uh-huh.
And you kind of pinch right there.
Uh-huh.
And you use this one just to.
Why is it no matter what.
How does that make a noise?
Hang on, stop.
I don't know.
Why is it no matter what we do with you, you don't do it right?
I can't snap. Like, see? I can't. I don't know how.
You snap.
I can't. I've tried my entire life. I can't.
Push them together really hard. And then put them over. Now.
That was pathetic.
Now, how do you snap with the? Well, show me how you snap. You need to like go to rehab or something. Have you been diagnosed?
I don't know. I've wondered my entire life how like.
How in the heck I haven't been diagnosed with something?
Too. But like how did. This makes zero sense.
Tell me what age they allowed you to quit wearing a football helmet.
I can't tell.
Ooh, dude.
I think I got it.
You think you got it now?
Probably not.
Why does everything devolve into chaos?
Oh, God. Terrible.
I can get it. I just go down. Dude.
Mine's definitely the best.
Tasia, she picked something up and throw it at Malika.
You're just throwing it.
Yeah, I
did not come anywhere near Malachi.
At that table.
You know, I wish I could snap like that, but I can't.
You wish you could snap like that. I just wish I could snap like that. Then
the,
do
in,
it.
In the Hawkeye series, he's doing it right, and he's like, and he's just like hitting all the targets perfectly. Like, what can I be that good?
Oh, imagine movie magic just helping you out. You need to get your bow out. Get sharpened up with it. Yeah, I'm glad that one hit the table. Woo! You know what we need to bring back? Hacky sack.
Oh. That's not what I was about to say.
What was you fixing to say?
I don't know.
I don't want to know. Yeah, I kind of want to know now.
I know. I don't, he doesn't even say it.
You sure? It's pretty whacked up.
What you going to say? Slavery? Is that what you going to say? It was, wasn't it? Yes.
Well, this episode's
canceled.
The problem is, everybody gets all butthurt about it, but it's like there's just as many white slaves and Indian slaves.
No,
and,
they were only black.
And blacks, like everybody, every race in history has been enslaved by some other race at some point.
We didn't matter.
I matter, Dylan. I am her slave.
To you, you matter, and to maybe everybody else, not to me, sorry.
Oh, so I'm not a main character, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I am my own main character.
You're like the...
I'm like the NPC that doesn't even get a script.
You're Marco.
Who the hell is Marco? The guy from Marco Polo?
No, in AOT, the guy who dies.
like episode, like
that they
season
kill. You remember
two,
they
right?
Took his gear off and threw him down?
Damn. That's because he was going to let their secret go.
Don't good. Worry, Malachi has that one random guy that got crushed by a boulder.
No, I figured he would be the one that just sits there and does nothing. Gets eaten.
Mm.
Who, me?
I think he'd be Aaron.
I try to fight everyone, just get screwed.
Just constantly get your... I love how most animes have the main character do like that a lot.
Well, I like
what
it.
Gets him through life is determination. Bull crap.
I like whenever Hannes is talking about him. He's like, you know, I've never seen Aaron win a fight, but I've never seen him run from one either. It's like, yeah, you're right.
Oh,
you know that who that
is
makes
a big spider.
You know who that makes me think of?
Is it a big spider or is it a spider big?
Kill it.
I'm not touching it.
Do you need me to come kill the spider for you?
But is it a big spider?
Spider. I really hope you get hurt again.
That's why I got all this pent up energy.
It's just a granddaddy.
But is it a granddaddy long leg?
Like the most harmless spider in the world?
No.
But it was a big one.
I love those things. I let them crawl over me.
That's, you know what? I don't mind them when they're not invading my space.
Okay. Do you remember when we first got, when we got a, the first time we got a horse with Craig?
Yes.
Okay.
How old was I?
They brought a new horse over. Someone
did
gave him
do,
a horse.
Did he?
He, that horse put him in his place, but the first thing he daggum did was get all over that fella.
I told him. I said, don't do it.
But hang on. They're actually like, he beat the crap out of him. He didn't run from him. He put him in his place. And so, like, they're chill now. But they were like, you know, we keep trying to just not completely believe it. But we think you're right.
Yes.
Even the woman that brought the horse over, they was telling her about what the vet said because they had Craig checked out. And she was like, the vet didn't mention about his orientation. Because that's something wrong with him. All right, go. What else you got?
7 minutes.
Six.
Don't you start. Good Lord.
I have threatened every kid at church. I have threatened Aaron. I will stab you in your throat.
5'8".
What?
It's a new trend. It's a new trend.
Oh, gosh.
Have you seen the quarter zip thing? What is that, bro?
I'm not getting a quarter zip.
Is that where it's like zipper shops right here?
Yes, bro. Have you not seen the videos of the videos with the shirts in it?
No, because all they say is QZ, and I'm like, nobody shows a shirt. I'm like, what the freak is
vacuum
a QZ?
Cleaner was in the way. What's QZ?
Quarter zip, apparently.
What is that? The hoodies that only zip a quarter of the way?
Like a vest. So. You know, like the nicer.
Yeah, apparently that's a trend right now.
What?
Yeah, I'm not getting a quarter zip. I'm not trying to look like a...
Get you a suit vest.
College professor.
Yeah. Or like, or the
no,
line.
No, I want some like old dude ball. Sweaters. They, like,
with
go
like the corduroy patches?
Go over like a button up. I want some old dude sweater. I would rock a button up every day if I had some old dude sweaters.
We can make this happen.
Make
I
happen.
Love sweaters.
Dress pants, old dude sweaters. Oh my gosh. Wintertime, that would be my whole get up.
You would match someone else's aesthetic if you did that.
I think that's what he's going for.
Yeah. Who? Your girls.
No, just let him simmer and it'll come to him eventually.
She's like young granny. That's her aesthetic. She's adorable. Like, I love her outfits and stuff, but like she looks like a granny a lot of times.
Not always. She's very
She's proper and pristine. Like, she always looks put together and just adorable.
Yes.
He would look like a cute old man if he walked around with his, you know, trousers up to here and his sweater hanging over. Yeah.
I'm not wearing my trousers. My legs are short. They ain't that dang short.
Why do we call them trousers? They're pants.
They're britches. When they're trousers.
They're britches.
Put your britches on, son.
I'm okay with britches and pants.
Put my pants on just like any other man.
That's for the UK speakers, and I don't.
The difference is I make gold records when I'm done.
I don't accompany myself with UK people.
UK people.
UK, you don't what?
Accompany myself.
What if you?
Shut the heck up! I'm gonna stab him, bro.
What if you?
You can't even do it. He's like, I done lost my train of thought.
I forgot I was gonna even say it.
Oh my god!
What if I didn't lose my train of thought? Trained by
train,
lose,
lose
thought.
A thought.
I trained by lose.
What if
thought?
You lost your train from thought? That would be something hard to lose.
Gay guitar pickers don't turn me on.
What are you singing now?
Isn't that a Hank Williams song?
I can't remember.
Golly.
It probably is. Mama would know.
There's just like weird cowboy singer, and he's like, who says you can't be cowboy? Yeah. And a little bit cowgirl too. And he's like, when it's pink, get up. It's like the worst singer you've ever heard. And then it'll cut, and it's like, someone said it best. Gay guitar pickers don't turn me off. But it's always like squatted trucks. And it's like,
I've never understood the whole, like, the gay pride and gay mood. It's like, I have known some.
Hank Williams Jr.
I have known some gay people that, like, that was their whole identity. There's everything about them. Like, the first thing they told you is how gay they were. And it's like, you know, I'm heterosexual. I'm straight. I like women. Hi, I'm Andrew. I like women. Who cares?
Or the, hi, my name is so-and-so. I'm he, they, whatever. They
yeah.
Are. No, it's you're like, a freaking man or you're a freaking woman.
And, they're expecting me to remember their pronouns. Bro, I'm not going to remember your name.
Or assume to know because they won't say it sometimes and they just assume that you know.
Or assume that I'm going to ask.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Don't you care what I'm supposed to be called? You said your name and I don't remember that. I'm going to nickname you. Your name is Queenie.
Well, if you look like how you look, you're either a male or a female, in my opinion. You see them be go, yes, sir, or no,
hang
ma'am.
On. Every now and then, there is one that you cannot tell.
I've seen that.
I was working at a factory and a person drove by one time and I just had to ask them. I'm like, what is it? And they were like, well, that's rude. I'm like, no, I need to know because I don't want to call them what they're not because I can't tell. And they were like, well, it's a girl. And I'm like, yep, would have got that one wrong.
Hey, I call most people bro.
What's up, bro? Why?
I don't know. It's just that force of habit.
I guess that could make sense.
I call my sister bro. I call my mom bro. Like,
I mean, all my daughters are like, bro, 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 to each other. And it's like, you're not bros. Don't be the other definition either. It's bros and hoes.
That's not another definition.
Man, I can bros go around before. Calling everybody hoes. Hey, oh, yo, ho. Come here.
That's Santa Claus.
Yo.
A lot of people thought Santa Claus delivered presents. Now Santa Claus was a pimp.
Stop it.
Ho, ho, ho. Stay everywhere.
Stop.
Why?
Gather up all of the crew.
Because
it's time
I don't
to ship
Judah.
Up Inks' brew. See you in bus.
Talk
where
bad about
knows
Christmas.
The wind will be
I didn't talk
guide.
Bad about Christmas.
Santa's a part of Christmas.
No, he's not.
My favorite. Okay, if I had to choose straw hat wise, it'd either be Tony Chopper or Brooke.
Chopper is diabolical.
I like
Chopper. Time skip Chopper. After time skip, Chopper's the worst.
Actually?
I don't know, like 99% of what you're talking about halftime.
Yeah, I
Brooke
was telling somebody I work with
about that's why
the
I like
Brooke.
So far,
we're like, well, what's
Brooke
it about? I was like, well,
anybody.
It always
at Big Mom
circles
like, hey,
back
yo,
to anime.
What's up, little girl?
Always. even if you get panties? Like, we're 1 minute away, but we've circled back.
Oh, yeah, you got to circle back to the anime.
Or you circle back.
You back circle.
You back circle.
Or my favorite is
right round to reach when you can reach the round.
Most likely Silver Israeli. I like Silver Israeli.
You've never even met him.
I know, but he's cool.
No favorite.
What? You can't meet anime characters.
Kids, he's kind of. Yeah.
Oh, he's one of those. He's like Tess.
Yeah, he like.
Stop!
I love my lizard more than I love you guys.
Like Tess,
I was
gonna
he
call does
it.
That. Like as he does that.
Yes. Come on, don't leave me hanging.
Leave him hanging. Stop.
Perfect.
We say, I think he was going to do that before. But it...
Quit name dropping, Malachi.
Yeah, Dylan just... Tony Chopper really turns him on. 14-year-old reindeer.
He's actually 17 now.
Oh, he's been keeping up with the age.
He's waiting for him to be 18.
I don't care how long I have to wait.
I'll
chop you up,
care.
Throw you in the back.
Please stop. That is not funny.
You know what? Everything in life is funny.
No, it's not.
If you can't find humor in absolutely everything, you'll be a miserable person for the rest of your life. They're unplugging your father and he's dying. Roast his butt. Especially if he can't talk back.
Put him
back.
In that fire.
Yeah.
That was after he died.
And then start singing, Bucky, what doctor?
What?
Tony Chopper.
What is wrong with you, Dylan?
I have no idea.
Been eating my gummies again?
I wish.
You keep saying that. I guarantee you one of my gummies, you'd be out here doing a podcast like this.
Or I'd be like,
what's going on, everybody? You would get WWE on us? Welcome to the Comic Buffers. Today we're going to have a smackdown on this guy.
So I'm going to assume this episode's probably shot.
Like, subscribe, comment, share, eat someone's hair.
Don't do that.
Or hair somebody's.
Hair somebody's.
Eat.
Hair somebody's eat.